This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Japan this evening to participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit. This will be Prime Minister Modi's 8th visit to Japan and the first summit with his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba. The External Affairs Ministry in a statement said that during the visit, the two leaders will review the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan, including defense and security, trade and economy, technology and innovation, and people-to-people exchanges. They will also discuss issues of regional and global importance. In the second leg of his visit, Prime Minister will travel to China from 31st August to 1st September to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin at the invitation of the Chinese President Xi Jinping. The Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana PMJDY completes 11 years today. It is one of the biggest financial inclusion initiatives in the world, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 15th August 2014 from the ramparts of the Red Fort. The scheme provides a platform for universal access to banking facilities, with at least one basic banking account for every household, financial literacy and access to credit, insurance and pension facility in both urban and rural areas. Account can be opened in any bank branch or business correspondent to Bank Mitra outlet at zero balance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday had a telephonic conversation with President of Finland Alexander Stubb. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Finland is a valued partner in the European Union. Both leaders discussed ways to strengthen cooperation in key sectors such as trade, technology and sustainability. They exchanged perspectives on the ongoing efforts for peaceful resolution of the conflict in Ukraine. The Union Cabinet has approved the restructuring of Prime Minister's trade vendors, Atmanirbhar Nidhi, PM Swanidhi scheme. The Cabinet also gave approval for extension of the lending period until the 31st of March 2030. The key features of the restructured scheme include enhanced loan amount across first and second tranche, provision of UPI-linked rupee credit card for beneficiaries who have repaid the second loan, and digital cashback incentives for retail and wholesale transactions. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh termed the US decision to impose 50% tariff on Indian imports as unjustified, unreasonable and unfair. Replying to a media query on the issue on the sidelines of an event in New Delhi, Mr. Singh stressed that the economy is strong enough and the government will not let the country suffer.
Our economy is very strong. We will definitely not let our country suffer. We are taking appropriate steps that it does not harm our economy. The world is always changing. The political climate, the investment climate, it always changes. And we are well prepared to meet up with any eventuality. Our economy is growing, is strong, resilient, and we will match and meet these upcoming challenges.
Incessant rainfall over the past few days has caused widespread destruction across Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab. In Jammu and Kashmir, though the intensity of rainfall has eased across Jammu Division, all districts continue to receive showers. The downpour triggered flash floods and landslides, claiming several lives and leaving several others injured. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has announced an ex gratia of 5 lakh rupees to the next of kin of each deceased who lost their lives in the landslide in Katra, while those injured will be given 50,000. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, coastal Karnataka, central Maharashtra and Uttarakhand today. In US, 2 children were killed and 17 others injured in a school shooting at Minneapolis yesterday. According to the police officials, the shooter fired through the chapel windows during a student mass before taking his own life. The shooter was identified as 23-year-old Robin Westman. 14 injured children and 2 adults were hospitalized. U.S. President Donald Trump called it a senseless act of violence and ordered flags nationwide to fly at half-staff until sunset on August 31st in morning. In badminton, India's premier men's doubles duo Sattvik Sairaj Rankireddy and Chirag Shetty, along with the ace shuttler PV Sindhu, stormed into the round of 16 at the BWF World Championships 2025 in Paris yesterday. The 9-seeded Sattvik Chirag duo defeated Chinese Taipei's Liu Kuang Heng and Yang Po Han. And that is the end of this news bulletin.